From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, a contrary view of President Putin, a Russian scholar who says he's not a fan or an apologist, but asks, why does the U.S. media demonize the Russian president?
But first, to the talk of Silicon Valley, Facebook shelling out between $16 and $19 billion for the international messaging giant WhatsApp. It is a mobile smartphone app that allows you to message people without using text messages. Let's get more on the business side of this with Alex Sherman, reporter for Bloomberg News. Alex, welcome.
Thanks very much, Jeremy.
Well, and first, this price. Well, can you explain to us the difference here? Because some people are saying it's $16 billion. Some people say 19.
Sure. It has to do with restricted stock. That's the extra $3 billion there. So in other words, stock warrants for Facebook will be issued at some point between now and 4 years from now for the employees of WhatsApp, which is a really small company, only about 50 people work at WhatsApp. So those restricted units will be to any of the people that are owning equity in this company among its employees. So obviously the two founders of the company will get the bulk of that, and then the rest of it will be trickled down through its employees. This is a huge amount of money, whether it's $16 billion or $19 billion, for a company with only 50 or 55 employees.
Well, how do they value a company like that, a company like WhatsApp? Because this is now going to be worth more than I've seen hundreds of the S&P 500 companies.
That's right. It's an ongoing question for people that invest in this or look at how much these companies are valued. Just how do you do it for companies that have unknown profit and even at this point sort of nebulous revenue? WhatsApp at least does charge for its product after the first year. It did not disclose how many of its 450 million users are paying subscribers and how many simply use it for free. But there are a couple ways that you can value it. A, you can value it simply on users, which have some sort of potential monetization value in the future. B, you could use a given number for revenue, say, all right, maybe in the future everyone will be paying 99 cents a month for or a year for this product. And let's say there's a billion users, so that's roughly $1 billion a year. So that would be 19 times revenue. A lot of these companies are on a revenue multiple basis because, frankly, they don't earn any profit yet.
But Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook has said he's not going to use advertising, or he doesn't think that's the right way to make money on a messaging service. And I guess we should say, first of all, what this is. It's basically iMessage, the thing that people have on their iPhone. So you're sending text messages, but you're not going through the phone company to do it. You're doing it over the internet. And in a lot of other countries where this is very popular, this is a good alternative to spending money on text messages. But Zuckerberg says he doesn't want to make money on ads on this.
Correct. So Facebook, likely, as everyone knows by now, is flooded with ads. And yet WhatsApp won't have any ads. And Mark made that clear in the call. And in WhatsApp has never had any ads associated with it. So you're right. The monetization strategy from this company is going to have to be either subscription-based or some unknown thing in the future. And that's what a lot of this internet bets are at this point, whether you value Twitter or WhatsApp or Facebook or Instagram. A lot of these companies have this sort of potential future value that no one really knows about yet. So they're actually simply paying for growth. They're paying for the eyeballs. So a company that can get to a billion users is highly valued today simply for the potential down the road of what that might mean. Now, granted, there's no question that an app that directly competes with telco companies that charge for text messaging is probably going to be valuable, because as WhatsApp gains popularity, that's a real threat to companies like AT&T and Verizon.
It also makes you wonder whether the future in Silicon Valley, or at least some people's idea of the future, is messaging person to person rather than posting something that everybody can see. And you have to wonder what that has to do with privacy concerns.
And that gets into the integration issue with Facebook. Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg have said these two companies will be separate companies. I'm sure, however, you'll be able to, right now you can post a picture on Facebook. It's not too much of a leap of faith to say the integration will be, okay, now I can send that picture to a group of people on WhatsApp easily. So the idea here, I think, will be, even though these two companies are a standalone basis, which will ease some people's privacy concerns, there will definitely be cohesion between the two companies.
Alex Sherman, reporter with Bloomberg News, talking to us about Facebook's acquisition of WhatsApp. Alex, thanks so much.
Thank you.